This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hi, I'm James Deacon and welcome to Desert Island Dicks, the show that sees you marooned on a desert island after a plane crash with the worst people and worst things imaginable. Who they are and why they're a dick is up to you. And here to share their Desert Island Dicks with us today is comedian and writer Ben Adams.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm fantastic.
Thanks for coming in.
Not really fantastic, but that's what you say.
That's what you say.
Fantastic, I'm great, yeah.
Well, if people actually said how they felt then, it would just, you know.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I've tried before at work and just like, they're like, how are you? And I'm like, well, you know, not good. And they're just like, yeah, great.
Yeah, okay.
Get your T-shirt on.
Yeah. Crack on, please. Ben, who's going to be your first choice for your desert island?
My first choice would be a... It's sort of a group of people. It's like a Russell Kane, Joel Dommett comedian type.
Okay.
So not those people. I'm sure they're lovely people.
Sure.
Good on them. They're doing their best. But just that sort of type there. Everything has to be funny. You can't have a minute where they're not talking. Everything's like, oh my God, that reminds me of this.
Okay. So obviously you being in and around comedy for quite a while, you might have seen quite a lot of these characters.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, other people might not. They're like, what kind of comedians? Well, it's just that sort of like constantly upbeat 40-year-old men.
Right.
That it's just like, I don't believe for a minute that this is you in any way. And they're just like, oh God. And someone might, I don't know, trip up. That reminds me of when I trip. That's like, and you just, fair enough, whatever, but I don't want to be stuck on a desert island with that.
No, okay.
Be a nightmare.
So is it sort of people that they're constantly looking for the gag out of everything?
Yes.
Is that the, yeah.
Yeah, and like want to make it about them sort of thing. Like they might take a phone with them to the island and just be filming themselves. Yeah, just I couldn't stand it. I'd be like, there's stuff to get done.
Yes.
I love Bear Grylls, the island. So yeah. I've got a plan of if I ever got marooned on
have
an
you?
Island.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, straight away.
Go on, roughly, what's the plan?
Well, just straight away, use that energy you've got straight off the boat to just build yourself a shelter, get yourself off the floor, because that's a nightmare. And then just, once you've got that done, you'll have just enough water maybe. So then you go look for water and then... hunt for food. I mean, it's not a
nice. No, it's good. I like it though.
It's not a foolproof plan.
I think honestly, from the amount of people that have been in here to and been on the island, I think you've probably got the most solid plan so far. I mean, you're probably going to get away the best.
Oh, I'd love to go on the island.
Really?
I'd love it. I'd love it. But with like reality stuff, I'd be worried because like these comedians that would have joined me on the island. I'm always kind of just chatting to myself, doing stupid voices, telling jokes to myself, laughing. People will see that and be like, "Well, he's playing up to the camera," and I'd be taking it so seriously.
Right? Okay. Yes.
I think I've just talked myself out of all the comedians I'm bringing onto
the desert. I know. Yeah.
I feel like, oh God, I feel really sorry for them now. They're stuck in this. In this sort of
have you sort of folded yourself into this bracket?
No, I still couldn't handle being with them.
No, okay. So you must have encountered a few of these types on the circuit.
Oh yeah, just like and just on TV as well. Just
yes.
Joel Dommett, that sort of type. You know, the sort of, and like there's a guy who, again, I'm sure these people are lovely. But there's a guy who I keep seeing on the side of a bus, and he's like a radio presenter, and he's like, whoa! I just think, oh, come on, give it a rest.
Roman Kemp, I think you're talking about. Is that the guy from Capital? Yes.
Yeah, it's
always on, always, hey, look at me. I'm always on the gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And it drives me mad. And obviously, going around to gigs, you'll be speaking to someone and you'll think, oh, I'm just chatting to someone, just having a conversation. And they'll tell you a story about that day. Oh, and this happened and this happened. And then suddenly you realise that they're testing material out on you.
Oh, right.
And you feel cheap. You feel like, really, mate, that's what you're going to do? Oh, I don't want to judge your material. I just thought we were having a conversation.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's awful. Horrible. Horrendous.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. I know that type, yeah. And it would be, is the word insufferable after a while? It would be painful.
They'd be sort of planning the book that they're going to write, or the stand-up show they're going to write while they're on the island. I mean, oh, this would be funny, wouldn't it? Because when we were looking for coconuts, we couldn't find coconuts. Do you think this is a good bit? I'd be like, I'm starving, mate. Like, I haven't had any water. Shut up.
Yeah, that's it. Painful. Okay. There's kind of like a group of them, like a gaggle of these comedians.
People that don't tell jokes, but they act like they do.
Okay, right. I see what you mean.
I'm being harsh.
So is it it's what this is all about. Is it like observational comedy?
No, not at all. So it'll be like,
I'm obviously not that clued up.
I picked up the headphones and then I looked into the mic and the mic was off. And then if no one laughs at that point, they'll start doing a funny action of the mic.
Right.
Until people awkwardly laugh, therefore creating the laughter.
Okay, I'm with you. Now I've got it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Tricks of the trade.
So so this group of comedians is going to be your first choice.
Yes.
Anything else about these guys before we put them on?
I think also they wouldn't do well, much for my motivation.
Right.
Because,
okay,
you know, I'd be like, oh, you know, I want to be a comedian.
Yes.
They're being funny all the time, you know? I'd almost feel like I might become one of them.
Right, yes.
If I spent enough time with them.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a danger.
Because you'd be having chats with them like while they're not on, and they'd be like, you just got to do this, mate. This is what you got to do.
And
I'd be like, yeah, you know what? You're right.
Oh, and then that's it. And then should you be saved from the island one day, that's the comedian you would have become.
Oh God, can you imagine? Oh God. Things not to say on an island. Oh, well, I remember. Oh God, no.
Okay, I'm with you. Right. So these comedians go on, and who's going to be your second choice, Ben?
My second choice is Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. Wow.
Because I thought about this very logically about who... If I was on a desert island and you said historical figures, and I thought, well, I could have interesting conversations with everyone. Martin Luther King, we could talk for hours. But the problem is, one, I don't think he'd like me very much.
Okay, right.
He'd be against me from the start.
Why is that?
No, he wasn't the biggest fan of white people, I suppose. So, which, completely justified, sure.
Right,
but, as, you know, a modern white man, I'd be like, oh, you know, everything's cool, Martin. It's all good. But he'd still be like, no,
okay.
Excuse me, you shouldn't swear.
No, it's okay. All right, you can swear, yeah.
He'd be like, fuck you, because, you know, he had a potty mouth.
Did
like,
he?
Oh, yeah. He was like, the original thing is, I had a fucking dream.
What's it?
No, not at all. But I just feel like, yeah, he'd already be against me from the start.
Right.
And then every time I'd say, Martin, mate, and then he'd be awkward. He'd be like, oh, what do you want? I'm like, oh, Martin, I need you to get... Can you get the water today?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, well, what are you doing? Why are you making me do the
water? Okay.
And I'd be like, you're turning into this whole thing, Martin. I just want, you know, you get the water, I'm going to get the fish.
Okay.
Well, let me get the fish. Okay, you get the fish then, Martin. You know, oh, I see. You know, you're making me do. Did you see what I mean? It would get so awkward because of the, he's from a different period of time. And it would just be...
I'm concerned we should make... I don't know if we should pick... Should we pick someone else?
Really?
I don't know.
This is my problem. I don't have a filter.
No.
But I think there's nothing... I'm just saying that if Martin Luther King was on an island with me,
yes,
he would not like me.
No.
So therefore, I'd be constantly
trying... But it's not your fault. Do you know what I mean? It's because of all those horrible people before.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Times have moved on. Fantastic.
Yes.
But for Martin Luther King, he's plucked out of...
No,
out of 60s, 50s.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
History.
So yeah, he's going to be like,
"Now I'm with you."
Yeah, good. I'm
okay,
glad. You
right,
see,
yeah.
This is the problem with me as a comedian.
Yeah.
People kind of go, what? Where, this is dodgy territory.
Where is he
this
going?
This is really dodgy territory. But then if you think about it enough.
Okay. So we're thinking specifically plucked out of history.
Yeah.
To that island. And
exactly.
He's going, hey, why are you telling me to get the water?
Exactly.
And you're like, whoa, times have moved on.
And I'd obviously be sensitive to it. I'd be like, oh my God, like, this is Martin Luther King. Like, I'd almost want to be like, look, everything's great now. You were right. Everything's so cool. And But he'd be like, shut up, mate.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Martin Luther King.
It's an interesting choice.
It is. It's like when someone picks someone like Martin Luther King, I just think, how are you going to do this?
But the thing is, I thought about, like, I could pick people that I really don't like.
Yes.
But then I think, but even those people, if I was stuck on a desert island, with Theresa May.
Yes.
It would still be, it'd be really interesting.
It would be.
You'd wear her down.
Yes.
And then she'd tell you all this stuff.
Tell you
stuff.
The truth.
Yeah.
That's
so interesting. So I couldn't possibly not have Theresa May, but I could do that with Martin Luther King, but I don't think our relationship would get to the point where he would, you know, talk to me.
Yes. So, yeah, very practically on the island.
That's what I
it's
mean.
Not going to work.
Exactly.
It's not going to work.
Exactly.
History. It's their fault.
Yep.
Those bastards.
Yeah.
Okay. Martin Luther King. Anything else on Martin Luther King?
No. That's it. That's the only problem I have, to get this straight, with Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Is I don't think we'd get, he wouldn't like me if we were on a desert island together.
No.
And it would be hard to get him to do stuff because he'd see me as an oppressor.
Yes, absolutely, yes. Okay, Martin Luther King is going to be a second choice. And who is going to be a third choice, Ben?
Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton.
Mm, yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit me with Tilda Swinton, Mark.
Well, one, she's just got, I mean, I don't know if it's me, but she's just got one of those faces that instantly puts me in a bad mood.
Right.
And that's not her fault.
No.
You know, she's always scowling.
Mm.
But I think she'd try and turn the whole thing into like an art exhibit. And she'd be like, wow, you know, this is, we're freeing ourselves from nature and freeing ourselves from the shackles of life. And I'd be like, build a bed.
Yes. Yes.
But the whole thing, every single choice is, I'm thinking very practically.
You are.
And I just don't think Tilda Swinton's got it in her.
She's not.
She's very frail. She looks frail as well.
Okay,
I don't think she'd last too long.
Mm.
Probably a vegan.
Yes.
So she's not going to eat any...
anything you can catch or kill.
No, apparently avocados are not vegan now.
Why is that?
Because they use bees in the pollination. Cruelly. They use the bees in bad ways.
No way.
And it's not just avocados. It's like cucumbers, tomatoes. There's so much. So basically, you can't be vegan.
So what are vegans going to do?
Die.
Oven chips.
Die a very healthy death.
Very unhealthy death. Is that true?
Yeah.
So avocados...
I mean, I read it somewhere.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Potentially it'll get ruled out.
I read it from quite a few places.
Okay.
So that, to me, that's how I judge things now. I think if I read something and I don't hear it anywhere else, then I'll go, okay, that's probably crap. But if there's several people, you know, I'm like, okay.
How often are you eating an avocado?
Never.
Okay. So sometimes...
I'm a vegan. I'm a real vegan.
Are you actually? No.
I tried veganism for 2 months and it felt great. I completely agree with veganism. I love it as an idea. But unfortunately, in reality, it doesn't seem to... I don't know, it's hard to plan a
doesn't
meal.
Doesn't seem to accommodate fried chicken.
No. Well, I grew up... in, you know, I'm a man who likes, you've got your, you know, your veg, your potatoes and your bit of protein.
Nice.
That's my average, like, okay, what shall I have for dinner tonight? Probably something with potatoes, some veg, something like that. But with veganism, it's so hard to get that thing.
Oh, yeah,
and all
sure.
the stuff that is...
I mean, there's a lot of options nowadays, but it's like, if you've lived a life of eating that way, difficult.
Yeah, but even, like, I don't like the stuff that pretends to be meat.
Yes, I
but
don't.
There's this stuff called, I don't know what it's called now, but there's this gosh or something. That stuff is great. Like, oh, it's so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, but because it doesn't pretend to be a sausage. It might be like a cylinder shape, but it doesn't pretend to be a sausage. And it's just made up of like butternut squash and chicken.
Yeah.
It's just so good.
Is it kind of like Bubble and Squeak?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. When you're a vegan, basically everything you eat as a vegan tastes like an onion bhaji. Just everything.
It does. Because it's all sort of melded together with onions. Okay.
And you're just like, this is something.
Before we go back to Tilda Swinton.
Not even a vegan.
What I was going to say is, when you cut an avocado open sometimes, right, if you leave it for a minute, it does start to get this weird sort of redness, right? Yeah. And it's always, I always thought, is the avocado bleeding right now? And it's just like, it's
exactly
so maybe it
is the blood of the avocado. That's why they're not vegan, because they're alive.
Tilda Swinton,
yeah.
So I'm just trying to think.
So my main problem is that she's possibly a vegan.
So you've accused her of veganism.
Well, the thing is, there was I watched Celebrity Island, as I say, I'm obsessed with the island.
Yeah,
I watched Celebrity Island, it is, and there was a guy on there who I really liked. I didn't like him at first, from like Essex, the only way is Essex or something. And I really liked him. But then they caught a pig and then he had it as his pet. And it was like, oh my God, just kill the pig and eat it. You're all starving. But that was okay. But then the pig died because he tied it too tightly. So it strangled itself and he wouldn't let them eat the pig. He made them send it off in like a Game of Thrones style burial. I mean, come on.
What, out to sea?
Yeah. I could not sit by and watch that. So that, you know, Tilda Swinton.
All of you starving and you're just sending that protein, that big ball of protein right out.
That's died.
I've watched it before and I don't think I've seen it. Like, I've missed a couple series, but there was one that I watched and it was a vegetarian was like, right, I'm just going to eat this meat because I need to eat, right? So that's ridiculous that they sent the pig out.
I know, it's crazy. It just... I was infuriated. Tilda Swinton, she'd probably get the pig, put it in like formaldehyde,
right,
do something with it.
Yes,
and
okay.
Then, oh God, I mean, I don't know her. I've never, you know, but she just seems like she'd be no fun whatsoever.
I'm
a guy who likes to make light of situations.
Mm.
And if we're on the island, you need a bit of fun.
You do.
And if I'm like making jokes and she's like,
it's all a bit serious. Yeah.
How is Martin Luther King on the island? Like, how are you? I don't like this.
No, okay, right.
And I'd be like, oh, Tilda, come on.
Yes, okay, come on. Yeah, right. Okay, Tilda Swinton. I don't know as Tilda Swinton is, I mean this in the best possible, is built for desert island life.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
she looks like she's been on a desert island for for years and years. But, you know, I don't know how to justify that.
No,
that was just...
Okay, Tilda Swinton. Interesting. All right, Tilda Swinton's going to be a third choice. Anything else on Tilda Swinton?
No, just basically, she'd just be too serious.
It'd
be a bit much.
You need some light.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Ben.
That's all right.
Now, mercifully, among the wreckage of the plane, there was some food and drink left over. Unfortunately for you, it's your least favourite food and drink in the world. What are they and why are they so bad?
Tuna.
Food first, and it's going to be tuna.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why anyone would put would have fish in a tin, old fish.
Right, yeah.
In a tin that absolutely stinks.
It does.
Like, it stinks so bad that you're not supposed to eat that, I don't think.
Okay,
that's why it smells so bad.
Yes.
Because your body is saying, don't eat that, it's off, it's not good.
Oh.
I just hate you. It just makes me...
Put it in, like, oil and in, like, brine and stuff.
Just use a fresh fish.
Fresh fish.
Yeah.
I do understand where you're coming from.
Like sardines.
Sardines. Oh. No, I hate that, do you? Oh. Yeah. I don't mind. I don't know why, but I don't mind it. I've always eaten tuna, but I think as kids we just used to have it in sandwiches all the time.
Definitely a minority. Like, people love tuna. They can't get enough of tuna. So everywhere I go, people eating tuna, it's like, makes me wretch. It's just so disgusting.
Did you have it as a kid?
No.
No.
Never. It's always just the smell, the thought of it makes me... it reminds me of, like, you know, like Full Monty breakfast in a can.
Yeah.
It's the same feeling with that. I'm like,
really?
No, I'm not going anywhere near that.
Wow. Oh. And how do you feel about fish otherwise?
I like fish.
Interesting.
Not too fishy. Actually, I don't know. No, just, I like, if it's a nice fresh fish, I'll eat it.
Yes, okay.
But
Break down not too fishy. You mean like a smoked fish or something?
Yeah, I won't eat like a kipper.
Ah,
I won't eat a kipper.
Okay.
That's too far. My dad used to cook kippers a lot.
Yeah.
And it just...
On toast or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you like
that? I
like that. See, I'm not a big fish fan.
I like salty foods and
that's
salty
it.
Fish.
See, I don't like olives. I'm not a big salt fan.
Do you not?
No.
Ah.
There you go. That'll be it.
I'm very salty.
Anchovies. No.
You don't like it?
No.
Ben.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's fine. The tuna thing, I like...
To be honest, it's going to be hard, isn't it?
Look, I'm going to be honest, I didn't... Oh, yeah, you're right. It's going to... What, on the island?
Yeah. But then I'm just thinking, if you find tuna in the plane, you're thinking... I would immediately think, why would I eat this old fish when I've got a sea of fish here?
Okay, devil's advocate here. You're in a restaurant. Okay. You're going to order some pasta.
Mm.
And there's a tuna steak. It's not come from a tin...
I don't mind tuna steak.
Ah, okay.
Tuna steak's okay.
So
and swordfish.
So specifically tin tuna.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have specified. Yeah, no,
it's
like,
all right. That's what I thought you meant in the beginning.
Ah, yeah, just the old brown tin. Ugh.
Nice. Yeah,
disgusting.
I see what you mean. So you open the cargo hold of this plane, and underneath it, it's just tins and tins of tuna. You're stuck with that for the rest of your life.
Horrendous.
Probably quite a good sustenance to some degree. But then you've got to open the tin somehow.
That's a good point.
Be frustrating.
I could choose Tilda Swinton's face.
Oh, my God. It's probably sharp enough to open a tin of tuna. It may or may not be sharp.
But then I wouldn't even try to open it. I'd just go, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Right. Just starve.
Yeah, just, no, I'd get the fish from the sea.
Yes, and then get a nice fresh tuna steak.
Exactly.
Okay. So I eat tuna. And I always have. We just had it as family. But I've never really...
It was like an event for your family.
It's like a special treat. No, but, okay, I'll be honest. I don't think I've often broken down, you know, all the ins and outs of it.
Right.
So what is swimming in?
I don't think about that. You just eat it and you like
much.
It.
I don't think about the fact that it's in a tin or it's been in the cupboard for maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that either. But I do see where you're coming from.
I see what you mean. I mean, yeah. I'll eat a Rustler's burger.
Will you?
I will eat a Rustler's burger. If I'm...
Here we go.
If it's dirty, you know, if I feel dirty enough. And that's the same thing, yeah. It's just vile.
Yeah, I think the last time I had a Rustler's, I was working at a cinema. My first job was at a cinema.
Yeah.
A little staff room there with a microwave.
Yeah.
And they used to do like £1 Rustler burgers a couple of doors down. And I used to go and get that, yeah. Haven't had it since.
No, it's not. They're not good.
Okay. If I was going to do something like that, I'd probably have a pot noodle.
See, I know I'm not a fan. My girlfriend likes pasta and sauce.
Oh, no.
But I'm not a fan of that either.
My girlfriend will eat super noodles. Won't go near them. It's vile, isn't it?
It's disgusting.
Okay, so tuna, tin tuna specifically, is going to be your food choice. And what is going to be your drink choice?
Bloody Mary.
A Bloody Mary?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, why a Bloody Mary?
One, tomato juice. You shouldn't be drinking that.
No, okay.
No need for that.
No.
It's got like a stick of celery in it.
It does have a
it's
stick
like
of celery in it.
There's chilies in it. It takes so long to make a Bloody Mary.
Mm.
And the result is so disgusting.
Yeah.
And so far, and there's one thing I'd think, well, at least there's alcohol in it, but on an island, it's going to dehydrate you. So...
Interesting.
It's going to be a waste of time. And the one thing we think, well, at least there's alcohol in it, it wouldn't be enjoyable in any way to drink that.
No.
Just to think, well, at least there's alcohol in it, you'd probably puke it up. I mean, I don't know. Some people like Bloody Marys, but...
No, I mean, I'm going to put it out there. I don't think I've ever had one.
No.
But I know about them.
Oh,
and there's other drinks you could have.
Yeah.
Right? It's the morning. If you're going to drink, have a Bucks Fizz.
Bucks Fizz, yeah.
Right. That goes with
juice,
a bucket.
Yeah.
OJ,
lovely.
Yeah, nice.
Lovely.
So I was really skint once and I was interning doing like radio stuff, which didn't pay. And I was living at
you
my...
You sound really bitter about that.
No, yeah. I mean, it's just everyone does it, but it's just... Don't fucking pay. when I was interning, I was like, I needed to be in London. I needed to be near London. And so I stayed with my girlfriend and her parents, which is in Enfield. It's M5, so it's sweet. I could jump on the train and I could get in for fairly cheaper than I would if I'd lived at my parents'. And I remember being there. And one weekend, we were hungover and for some reason, she had a little can of tomato juice. And her mum might have had this little can of tomato juice in the fridge. Now, there wasn't a lot in at the time. I was thinking, oh, it's a juice, right? This was going to sort me out, right? How different can it be from an orange juice?
So different. So different.
I opened it and had a good slug of that. And imagine the feeling of that.
Oh, God. Expecting
juice.
Lovely fresh orange juice.
Just like a fresh, like juicy flavour and just getting a big mouthful of tomato.
A big lump of, like, I mean, it's just...
It's grim, isn't it?
It's vile.
Here's a question for you, Ben. How do you feel about tomatoes otherwise?
Cooked, fine. Not a fan. Can't eat a raw tomato.
You can't.
It's like when I was a kid, they used to have Bubbaloo candies.
Yeah.
Candies? I'm not American.
Don't know.
Sweets. Mm. Bubbaloo sweets. And they were like little chewing gums, but in the middle they had like a juice.
A bursting centre.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I hated them. Like I thought, oh, this is going to be a lovely sweet. And then straight away, just that feeling of like biting into something and the juice popping out. Just, I can't deal with it. So
that's how you feel with a tomato.
But I'll cook tomatoes till the cows come home with more tomatoes. Okay. And I'll cook them.
That's great.
And but no, not fresh.
How do you feel about bananas?
Yeah, I've recently got into bananas.
Okay.
My mum was a terrible mother.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
She doesn't like certain things. She was a real fussy eater.
Ah.
So she wouldn't make me eat anything. She'd be like, oh, no.
I don't eat that.
So I had to really train myself to eat new foods and things like that. I was like a freaky eater. Do you remember that show? Everyone just ate chips and like sausages.
Right, yeah.
But and I wasn't that bad.
And put them into little corners of their plates.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Like, we've put the chips in the shape of a broccoli so that next time he'll think of them. And we've painted them green.
Yeah.
But that's basically like what I was like. And bananas, I was like, no, I'm going to eat a banana. I was like, I want to eat bananas. So I forced myself to eat a whole banana, and I was like, well done, Ben, you've done this.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's like, it's just a banana, don't worry about it. But then afterwards, I couldn't stop eating them. Every day I was banana. Yeah, great. Love them.
Did you start to get mouth ulcers?
No.
Oh, don't worry about it then. Okay. So drinks...
Is that a thing?
I started to get mouth ulcers, and my girlfriend's mum said to me, you've got to stop eating bananas. And I was like, what? And she was like, they give you ulcers, mouth ulcers, if you have too many bananas. And I stopped eating.
Right.
And then I kind of didn't pay attention to whether my mouth ulcers stayed or went.
All right.
But anyway.
Is she a doctor?
She's a nurse.
Ah, there you go. Then I'd be inclined to believe it.
Okay, so drink choice is going to be a Bloody Mary. When have you been forced to drink a Bloody Mary?
Well, I've worked in quite a few bars, and I've had to make quite a lot of them, and you always have to try them.
Tonight.
I mean, not always. When the manager's around, you have to try the cocktail that you've made, and it's just... Honestly, it makes... When anyone orders a Bloody Mary, it used to fill me with dread. Be like making it as slow as I could, because I'd be like, I've got... try this.
Okay, fine.
And it's the Worcester sauce and the chili.
Did you work
in
one of those bars that has like a big a picture of Bloody Mary on the bar?
No.
Yeah, whenever I see that, it makes me feel a bit weird.
Yeah.
It's got like an entire, what do you call it, like a stalk of celery? I don't know.
Oh, what?
Like loads of celery in there.
I don't like cucumber, right? And there's bars that always have water, but with cucumber in it.
Yes.
And then they're like, cucumber water, it's great. It's, no, I don't want my water to taste like cucumber.
I want it to just taste of nothing.
Well, if I want a cucumber, I'll have a cucumber. But and if I want water with cucumber in, let me order a water with some cucumber in. Don't just assume that I immediately want cucumber.
No, I'm dehydrated and you've got fucking cucumber.
Oh, God.
Okay, Bloody Mary's going to be a drink to us. Anything else on Bloody Marys?
I mean, not really.
No.
I think I've said as much as I possibly can about Bloody Mary.
I think you've done them right in, yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Ben.
That's all right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ben, fortunately for you, you won't be without entertainment on the island. The plane's entertainment system continues to work, but just your luck, it only has two working settings. One is your least favourite film of all time, and the other is your least favourite song. What are they and why?
I haven't actually thought about my least favourite film, but okay. Song-wise...
Okay, song, yeah.
I don't know what it's called. I think it's called You Make Me Feel by Texas. He goes like, you make me feel... But it basically, for about 4 minutes, it just goes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And you it, make me
oh,
feel...
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes on forever, and it makes time seem 1,000 times slower.
Why?
Just
why?
Thinking about it, I'm getting agitated.
It's just, like, I've never thought of that as an offensive song before.
Oh, it's the most annoying song ever.
Is it?
Yeah. If you're at work and that song is playing, it's just like, you're just standing there thinking, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there somewhere specifically you worked that this was like on
everywhere. It always pops up. Honestly,
it?
Now I've told you about it,
I'll notice
you might notice it.
Wow, okay.
But, yeah, that's one of the most annoying songs I can think of.
Really, yeah. Do you remember encountering
it? It's repetitive, though. It's not just that song. It's any song that's like
okay.
the same thing again and again and again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That is frustrating. I remember having a comedian on here, Ash Frith, and he picked the song The Look of Love, and it just keeps going, the look of love, and it's just that repetitiveness.
Yeah.
You kind of think,
oh, God.
Hey, guys, come on.
And should I stay or should I go?
Should I stay?
That's a nightmare,
just
that song.
It keeps going. It keeps
it's
repeating.
It's just a nightmare. There's no lyrics to it apart from just, if I stay, there should be trouble.
Yeah.
If I go, there will be double again and again. Oh, my
right,
God.
Yes.
Just go. Just go.
You Make Me Feel by Texas. Do you remember when it came out, but did it offend you?
Yeah, all the time. Because I hated Texas. They were one of those... There was like a period of time where there was a load of bands that were just sort of background noise for parties, like Lighthouse Family and
Top Loader.
Texas, Top Loader, Razor Light. Maybe not Razor Light, but...
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That's those sort of bands.
Like the
Simply Red.
The 90s Jamie Oliver playlist of bands.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like,
just dull sort of stuff that you can just listen to. Ocean Drive.
Yeah.
The snow. Yeah. Oh, shut up.
I know.
So, like, it's just, I don't know how to feel with that music. It doesn't make me happy. Doesn't make me sad.
Just
makes me think, yep. I'm existing.
Oh, wow. The genre should be just like indifferent music.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Songs to make you feel nothing.
No, that's what makes me feel nothing.
Yeah.
95. Okay. And Texas is one of those bands for you.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of others, but there's just... Oh, Beautiful South.
Yes, they're there.
Oh.
This could be da 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 da. Texas. I'll give you a parting gift, actually, something to go and look up if you haven't seen it already. Texas collaborating with Wu-Tang Clan live on the Brits. I'm sure this happened.
Wow, really?
I think it was the Brit Awards, and it's Texas. I think it might even be this song, so you might not want to, but it's them melding this song with something by Wu-Tang.
Wow.
And it's like two of Wu-Tang Clan, like maybe like RZA and
not
Method
the whole
Man.
Clan.
No, it's not the whole clan, but it's like, it's Charlene Spiteri. Is that her from Texas? I think that's her name, Charlene Spiteri. And maybe it's Method Man and RZA,
right.
And then like collaborating.
Oh, God.
Very weird.
Oh, dear. Was it the same time Tom Jones was collaborating with everyone?
Probably.
Oh,
the same
that song as well. I mean, there's so many songs that are so awful. That Tom Jones Christmassy sexual assault one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, you're not going.
No,
it is cold outside.
No, I'm 40 years younger than you. I really want to leave. No. Staying here, and I've locked all the doors.
Sex bomb. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Good old Tom Jones.
And what's going to be your film choice?
Oh, film choice. Oh, I know.
Go
for it. This is going to be controversial.
Okay.
But I watched it recently because I do a podcast with my girlfriend about, I show her films. She showed me her films one episode, and I'd never seen Dirty Dancing.
Okay.
It is such a terrible, terrible film. Nothing happens. There's no stakes. There's nothing. There's no drama. The whole thing, I was just watching, like, why does anybody in this film care about anything that's going on.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it is all so meaningless.
Yeah.
You've got Patrick Swayze, who's like, I mean, how old is he? He's like late 30s, at least, in that film.
Mm-hmm.
And his life's clearly gone down the shitter. And all he cares about is this dance competition.
In real life or in the character?
No, in the character, Dirty Dancing.
Right. I don't remember ever having seen it, so you're going to have to
go. See.
I get the gist, right?
There's just Dirty Dancing. It's basically what it is, right? Is the reason why it's so popular is because the women of my generation, they were of the right age, and something, it awoke something in them, and they started going, oh, this feels pretty nice. And that's why they love it. But as a film, it is dreadful. Like, it's just so bad. They all care about this dancing competition.
Oh, man.
And it's pointless. No one gets anything at the end of the dancing competition. It's all about Patrick Swayze keeping his job.
Right.
But it's such a pathetic job.
What? Why is he going to lose his job?
Oh, he's going to lose his job because the camp's going to shut down. Something 80s, you know.
But, so is he, like, working at the camp?
He's working at the camp. He's, like, head dancer.
But the
head dancer at the camp.
But the person that dances with him, she's, like, going to the camp.
She goes to the camp and
she's bored. As a child going to the camp?
She's, like, a teenager.
Right.
So immediately, yeah, looking at it with 2018 eyes, you're like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, everyone's just having fun dancing. But they're dancing sexually, but they're not all having sex.
Okay.
See? So the thing is, like, you know, you can explore your sexuality without having sex, but they do have sex.
Okay.
So
do they?
They're at it a lot.
Are they?
It's like the whole thing, basically.
Really?
Basically, Patrick Swayze preys on young girls at a club where he's, you know, he's basically a club rep.
Right.
That's what he is. And he preys on young bored girls who have to go there with their Jewish families.
Okay.
And that's it. That's the film.
Okay.
Yep. So that is my worst film. Dreadful. Awful.
Right. Okay.
I could never watch it again.
Dirty Dancing. I mean, why is it so popular then?
As I just said, it's because nostalgia. People just go, oh, it was their first little, their mums probably said, oh, you can't watch that.
Mm.
He's you can't watch that. That man's clearly a paedophile.
Yeah.
And the girls are like, oh, no, oh, I'm coming into my own. You know, I'm going through puberty. Yeah. Things are awakening up. That's sexy
Swayze.
Yeah. So now, you know, ladies watch it thinking, oh, you know, remember that.
Oh,
being in the bath and the shower head. Thinking about Patrick Swayze.
The shower. Thinking about Swayze.
Oh, yeah. Very odd. You need to watch the film.
I will. So yeah, maybe I should.
So bad.
Oh, my God. I don't know when I would, though. And, like, I'm thinking my girlfriend, she may not want to watch it. And then imagine, like, I'm at home, I've put the kids to bed.
Yeah, that's true.
She comes home and she's like, James, are you watching Dirty Dancing on your own? I think she'll have had a breakdown or something. I don't know.
Just imagine her putting the baby down. It's hungry eyes. I mean, the soundtrack's very good.
Was there a pun there? No, there wasn't. Put the baby down. Put the baby in the...
Put the baby in the corner.
Oh, is it that? Is that from the film?
Right, yeah. No one. And the line is, yeah, that was an issue I had, because this famous line, like, no one puts baby in the corner, is so meaningless and so out of nowhere and weird. And it's like, it's so forced. I think someone's like, oh, you go sit in the corner. But
right.
I thought it, when I heard the phrase, I thought, oh, well, it means something. It's like a metaphor.
Right.
But
for someone that's not allowed to break free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it is, I guess. But in the film, they do it, like, literally she stood in the corner and he's like, no one puts baby in the corner. And then she gets out and everybody dances.
And then people just repeat that until the end of time.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Okay, Dirty Dancing.
Didn't they remake it as well?
Oh, my God, I think they did.
I think they did.
Yeah. I wonder if they made it less paedophile-y.
Yeah.
Less paedophilic.
But I don't know. Kids are less sensitive now.
Yeah.
So they'd need to up the... It needs to be, like, really Dirty Dancing. Like, whoa.
It would need to be, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
There's, like, a cult.
For the desensitised youth of today.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It needs to be hardcore.
Just...
Like a cult and people are dying, but then the only way to stop the murders is to put on the greatest dance show
of all time.
Of all time.
Right, okay. Nice, to stop the occult.
Yeah.
Okay. Dirty Dancing is going to be a film choice.
Yes.
Right. And Ben, finally, the island is overrun by the biggest dick of all the animals. Which animal is it and why?
Cat.
Cat.
Arseholes.
Cat.
I know that's a fairly obvious choice, but it's just they're just dicks, aren't they?
Cats are.
I hate them.
What don't you like about cats?
Well, I, as a comedian, am a massive attention seeker. So I love dogs. If a dog will love me uncontrollably... Unconditionally.
Yes.
And uncontrollably.
Yeah.
But a cat is just... It's almost like it can see through my soul to my soul and be like, shut up, mate. Who are you trying to kid?
Bit needy.
Yeah. Mm. Like, what? Who are you trying to kid, mate? Piss off.
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah, and I just think, there's no need to be like that.
No, okay, yes. They are. They throw their weight about. You like dogs,
and they
though?
And they just... Piss and everywhere and go into where they don't belong.
But you don't have to pick up their shit, do you? Maybe.
No, I think you do. Especially if you first get a cat and then it's just walking around going, no, I'm gonna shit here.
Yes.
And then it does it and then you're like, no, don't do it here.
Yeah.
At least a dog will be sad that it's done it. If you'll come in and a dog, if it's pooed on the floor, it'll look at you like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just couldn't wait. Whereas a cat will be like, yeah, deal with it.
Do you know what? I hate walking past dogs taking a shit. Like, if I walk past a dog and they look at you and they look so, like, anxious and, like, and they kind of shake. Like,
well, they're looking at you like, look, mate, it's not my fault I have to do this in front of everyone. Like, if I had my choice, I'd go off and...
I'd be free in
the
wild.
I'd go off into a bush and do it. But, yeah. You know, my owner wants me to do it right here.
But...
And it's coming now, so...
But my owner only walks me down Homerton High Street. Yeah. It's just concrete everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I've looked after dogs in London and, yeah, they just poo anywhere.
They do.
Like, in the weirdest places. You walk across the road in the middle of the road and then people look at you like, you arse. It's like, what do you want me to do? How am I supposed to stop this from happening in any way?
Just pull it. I don't know. Can you?
No, but then it comes out as a trail. They just go and they look at you like, I'm going now. This is happening. So there's nothing you can do, but people still look at you like you should have more control of your dog.
It's not my dog.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just looking after it. How old are you? I'm all right.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to put this out there. I don't mind cats. Don't mind tuna. Yeah.
And cats don't mind. They like tuna, don't they?
And I've got, look, I didn't say it before, but I've got nothing against Tilda Swinton. No, I'm just saying this.
It's because she looks like a cat, isn't it?
No, I'm indifferent. I didn't mean that. I was just looking for something to say. No, cats, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
They're very like, look, they're up themselves. They think they're the shit, don't they? And they're like, look, you know, do things for me.
Yeah, they're not,
do it
exactly.
For me.
Whereas like a fox is like a cat. Mm. They're as much of an arsehole, but they know they're arseholes.
Yes, okay.
So they're like... Yeah, I'm a fox. I'm an arsehole. Whereas a cat will be like, oh, give me attention now because I want it.
It's only,
and then be an arsehole.
But then it doesn't always want you to.
No, no. Oh, but I tell you what, one of my guilty pleasures is cats fighting. I can listen to that for hours.
Really?
Just sometimes I sit in my dark room and I put a headset on and I just listen to cats fighting.
No, I don't.
But I do watch cats fighting on YouTube.
Do you?
It's that sound. I don't know what it is. It's that...
Yeah. Do you like it?
Oh, I love it. There's something about it.
If you're laying in bed at night and you just get a rogue cat fight.
No. Yeah, I love it. I don't know why. I just like it.
I think because you don't like them. Do you like the idea of them attacking each other?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like when I overhear couples arguing, I'm like, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's because I'm just...
Okay, cats. Anything else on cats?
No, not really.
Okay.
I mean, but then saying that, if I had a cat on the island, it wouldn't really bother me. And if I found it, I could eat it.
Yes.
So
you could. Bit stringy, though,
I couldn't eat a dog. There is no way in hell I could kill a dog and eat it. But a cat...
What if the dog dies of natural causes?
I still couldn't do it.
Could you not?
No, I don't think I could, no.
What if you were on the island with Bear Grylls and there was a dog and it died because someone accidentally strangled it?
Yeah.
Could you eat it?
Mm.
You'd, But there's all the protein on there.
I know. I'm a hypocrite, but I couldn't do it. I don't think I could. I wouldn't send it off Game of Thrones. So I'd say to the group, I'd say, look, guys, you're more than welcome to eat it.
Let them, but couldn't tuck
in. I don't think I could. Well, it's the idea of cutting it up and I don't know. I love dogs too much. Yeah. I couldn't do it. I couldn't kill an animal and eat it anyway, probably.
No.
But if I'm on the island, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Only if I had to. And then with a dog, I'd think the benefit's not going to be worth it because are dogs even nicer? I don't know.
Don't know. Yeah.
Maybe they are. And then maybe, worst comes to worst, I develop like a taste for
real
dog.
A penchant for dogs. And then you go and live somewhere that might have dogs.
To eat. Yeah, I
don't know. I don't want to offend anyone. Ben, thank you so much.
That's all right. Thank you. It's been really great.
Ben, what are you up to at the minute? Let us know.
I'm doing a gig tonight.
Are you? So, guys.
So, if you can travel back in time. At the moment, I'm editing a film that I'm making at the moment. Mm. I've got various short films and things I've done, sketches, comedy that I do on my YouTube, Facebook, all the stuff, Instagram, which is Ben Adams Comedy across the board.
Oh, great. Uniform. I like it.
I wanted to change it because it's like Ben Adams Comedy. It's a bit like I do the comedy.
I'm comedy.
But there's a Ben Adams who used to be in a band called A1.
Ah.
And there's a lot of Ben Adamses, and I'm very arrogant and I don't want to change my name for no one.
Sure.
Although I did for my stepdad. Who?
Wow, okay.
But I prefer Ben Adams.
Okay.
And that's it. Ben Adams Comedy, check that out. And that's it. Really.
And on Twitter, Ben Adams Comedy.
Yeah, that's where I put pretty much everything.
Brilliant. And what about your podcast?
I do a podcast with my girlfriend, Hayley Crossland, it's called Geeking to Know You. You can get it on any podcasting stuff. I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
I basically just show her. She doesn't watch films at all. I've watched films like since I was born, and I show her all like the geeky films I know, all sort of cult classics, things like that. All the films I grew up watching that she's never seen. Even things like Star Wars and Aliens that she's never seen.
Wow,
it's crazy. And Harry Potter we're doing at the moment.
Great.
And then sometimes she shows me her films like she did with Dirty Dancing.
Yes, okay.
And that's basically it.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, it sounds great. All right, well, check that out across any of your podcast platforms.
All good, yeah. As long as they didn't turn off at Martin Luther King.
Okay, yeah. No, they didn't.
No.
Thank you so much for coming in, Ben.
That's all right, thank you. I'm sorry for insulting Tilda Swinton so much. I'm sure she's lovely and good luck with her. Yeah.